And welcome to Scribly's new series, Spill the Accessibility. Accessibility as in piping hot tea. Listen to voices from around the world as they share their sassy, one-minute rants on issues with accessibility that drive people up the wall. First up, let's hear from Natalie Trevon, a blind actress, dancer, writer, fashion, and entertainment accessibility consultant. She is also the CEO of her company, NYI, Not Your Inspiration, a company centered on disability representation in fashion. Today, she talks about Instagram's late game on accessibility. Let's hear from her now.
So at this point, Instagram is literally a veteran in the social media streets. So I can't understand why, as a screen reader user, I'm still not able to use stories. I mean, granted, I'm not the most interesting person, but I feel like I'm interesting adjacent, so I should be able to participate. Like, I should be able to give people a little razzle-dazzle, like, give them a little something-something from my life, and can't do that because, of course, Instagram is on the late game when it comes to accessibility, but also, like, people tag me a lot in stories, and so I'm always like, what? Like, what are you saying, or what did you tag me in, or I have to ask somebody else, and it's just really annoying. Like, it's giving tired, it's giving bored, it's giving next. Like, if Instagram doesn't get its act together and really embrace accessibility in all the ways it should be, they're really gonna get left behind.
Thanks, Natalie, for sharing your insights on Instagram. Instagram stories are a fantastic tool for engaging with friends and audiences, but it's also crucial to ensure that they're accessible to everybody. Instagram, do better. Let's keep pushing for inclusivity in every post we create. Next, let's hear from Holly Took, a blind woman who is a social media officer at RNIB. She is also the author of an award-winning blog, Life of a Blind Girl. Let's hear from her now.
The next time my screen reader utters the words maybe an image of person, selfie, for Meta's vague, unreliable, automatically generated alt text, I'm going to scream. Please take a minute or two to write your own alt text. Myself and my screen reader will thank you for it. Trust me when I tell you that I don't ask people to make their content accessible for fun. Please save me a job by making it accessible in the first place. I beg.
Thank you, Holly, for sharing your experience with Meta's vague, unreliable, automatically generated alt text. It's clear that platforms must step up and ensure their apps and accessibility features are truly inclusive, leaving no one behind. That's a wrap for our first episode of Spill the Accessibility. Stay tuned for more insights and stories next time. Facing challenges with digital accessibility? Scribly is here to help your organization achieve full compliance and create a truly accessible experience for everyone. Visit us anytime at www.scribly.com.